Every year it's the same thing.
Yep, the birthday hop.
You'd think she'd learn. I mean, every year she turns on the oldie station, cranks it up real loud, and dances the dances of our forefathers. Oh, and then she realizes how old she is and gets depressed. Watch.
Remember that one? If you do, you must be 100, because it was over 20 years ago. That was one for you, Grandma.
So sad, so sad. But if I ever get that old and act like that, would you please shoot me?
Why wait? Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Leave me alone.
Hey, Peg! How you doing?
How am I doing? It's my birthday, and you have the audacity to ask me how I'm doing? The best years of my life are over. And the worst part is, I spent them with you. By the way, Al, am I still attractive?
Peg, you're still the same knee in the groin you were when you were 16.
I don't believe you. You didn't say it with feeling. You're an insensitive hog of a man. Oh, I gotta do something to shake these birthday blues. I know. Give me money. I'm gonna shop till you drop. Oh, by the way, Al, this does not get you off the hook for a present. And this year, I want something different.
Well, Peg, I only know how to do it one way.
And one day, maybe you'll get it right. No, honey. This year, I want something that lasts longer than 3 minutes. I want a real gift. I want you to spend money on me, Al.
Well, Peg, I have no more money.
Well, that doesn't stop me from spending it. God, do I have to do everything around here? Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Kids, why didn't you tell me it was your mother's birthday? I wouldn't have come home.
Dad, do you know what we love about you?
How could I?
It's that you're old, but it's okay.
Yeah, like Popeye. You yam what you yam.
You're the greatest, Dad.
I'm broke, son.
Don't call me son.
Kelly, let me ask you a question.
Daddy, no matter what you heard on the streets, I'm a good girl, and I never would have done that.
No. It's about your mother.
Daddy, no matter what you heard on the streets, she's a good girl, and she never...
No! I want to talk about her birthday. I don't know what to get your mother. Maybe your being a girl will come in handy for once. Any ideas?
Well, it's not as easy as it sounds, Dad. She's real down about this age thing. You've got to understand something. Mom was around before I was even born. It's harder for a woman to get old. There's so many more places to sag. You know, I've seen those college girls just starting to age. The little lines they get around their eyes when they smile. The hair on their knuckles starting to darken. The fear in their face as they find themselves staring at the big 2-5. Well, I guess what I'm trying to say here is that... Wait, what was the question?
Yeah, I'd like to get some flowers for my wife's birthday. What can I get for $3.95? Well, how much for some seeds? Hello? Hello? Oh, hi, Peg. How you doing?
I feel so empty. I shopped and I shopped and I still couldn't get happy. And look at all this junk. I don't even want half of it. And as if I wasn't depressed enough, something horrible happened while I was out shopping.
You accidentally bought something for me?
No. Worse than that. They discontinued my bra.
I told you not to wear it out in public.
No, you damn shoe salesman. They stopped making it. My fancy figure 327 is a thing of the past. Oh, Al, what's going to become of my breasts? I love how my bosom looks in the fancy figure 327. It lifts. It cradles. Al, that is the only style bra I have ever worn.
Come on, Peg. The guys will look good at anything.
You mean that, Al? You'll still love your little squeezies.
Well, sure, Peg, but... Promise to keep him locked up till the sun goes down?
Well, I'm gonna have to do something about it sooner or later. So I bought 15 different bras. This is the only one that comes close. The Maxi Force 911 EZ Loader. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking on my birthday, do I run to you with my underwear looking for help?
Well, maybe you should. Then I could tell you that the bigger hole goes in front.
And now, Peg, I sense you're in a mood here. You know, it's just a stinking bra. Who cares?
Let me explain it to you so you'll understand. You know how you like to stick your finger in your ear? Well, just suppose that one day that ear closed up and the finger didn't fit anymore.
I'd use your fingers like I do when you're sleeping.
Doesn't anyone understand?
Peggy? I just heard about your bra. I'm so sorry. Do you have a backup?
No.
Peggy, you have got to plan ahead. Now, I have a backup, and I break it in gradually so it's not such a shock. And I'm always out scouting. The pretty petite 204 looks promising. But that's more of a power bra. What you need is a nice, all-purpose utility bra. But with more women joining the workforce, those are hard to find.
Oh, tell me about it.
I don't know why we even need bras.
Well, I think it's to keep your breast off the plate when you eat.
Mouth, we could have a luau.
No, he's got to go to work tomorrow and earn that big money.
You know who we have to blame for this whole bra problem?
Me?
No, men. They design and manufacture bras not for the bosoms that we have, but for the bosoms that they want. Do you know what happened if men had breasts?
We wouldn't need women anymore.
And if you had what other men have, I wouldn't need batteries anymore.
That's what happened to my diehard.
Come on, Peggy, let's go upstairs and see if we can piece some of your old bras together. That should tide you over till you can break in a replacement.
Oh, Marcy, what am I gonna do? That bra was the only thing in this house that felt good when it held me.
Hello? I'm glad you're here. I need a bra, Steve.
Some makeup wouldn't hurt either.
I'm in real trouble here, Steve. They discontinued my wife's bra, yet my wife lives on. If I don't get her a good birthday present, I'm in big trouble. It could get ugly. She could want affection. And as we know, affection is just a hammerlock away from sex.
So what's the problem? Just get her old bra and you can hang up the big guy for another year.
It's a nice dream, Steve, but I can't do it. She's looked everywhere in town. She can't find that bra.
That she hasn't tried Francine's of Hollywood in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. It's the ultimate lingerie store. That's where I send for those special, items I get for Marcy.
Do you think they'd have her bra?
Their motto is, if you've got the boulders, we've got the holders.
It's a long way to go, though, isn't it?
Oh, they don't look right. Al, come up here and hold me.
I'll drive. I knew women looked like this. I knew it.
Excuse me, sir. Would you know where they put the bun sparkle?
I think they keep that in the produce department.
Thanks.
Whoa, so many things I want.
May I help you?
Yes, we'd like to buy some breasts. A breast.
And breasts.
We're up from Chi-Town. We're interested in the fancy figure 327 for my friend here.
Size?
Oh, gee, I don't know. About this tall.
Oh, I see. Don't be embarrassed. We often cater to people like you. Now, what size does your boyfriend like to see you in?
No. You don't understand. We're married. And not to each other, to women.
And if I was gay, I'd like to think I could do better than him.
What's that supposed to mean?
You don't turn me on. There, I said it. Anyway, I'm looking for a bra for my wife, who is a woman. Sorta.
Well, then I'll need to know her cup size. Is she my size? Sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was sweating into my eyes. What did you say?
What's her cup size?
Oh, like, miss, excuse me. Could you help us out here a minute? What do you think, Steve, about like this?
I'm not speaking.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm gonna have to take him away now. We have to try on some stuff.
Anyhow, they're about like this.
Oh, 36C. You're a lucky man.
Yeah, if they came a la carte. Just give me 10. Okay. Let's see the Japanese build a better one of those. Steve, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Oh, come on, Al. She was asking for it. You see how she's dressed. Al, I'm feeling a little fevered. I'm just gonna go over there and cool off.
Hey, Pops! How they hang?
Oh, not too bad, son, not too bad. I see you ordered the fancy figure 327. Solid bra. A bra with its feet on the ground. A real man's bra.
Yeah, look at that. And they wonder why we call them queens.
That'll be a law.
Pops, phone. It's your wife.
Nag, nag, nag. Everybody, sheesh.
I know.
Well, nice try, Mars. But now the right one lifts and the left one cradles. Till now, the guys have always worked as a team.
Well, this is just to tide you over till you find the one you want.
That's what Mother said about Al. Now look at it.
Thinking of Al is not going to help anyone.
Yeah, you're right. But I can't help it. I feel lower than I did on our honeymoon when I realized Al wasn't holding back. Oh, I'm sorry. Kelly's not home.
Mrs. Bundy?
Yes?
You're under arrest.
What for?
Parking tickets.
Oh, well, that can't be. That's impossible. My car isn't even registered. Officer, isn't there something we can do about this?
We can dance.
Happy birthday, Peggy!
Hi, Al. I was just outside checking the car. The meter is a little low. I'm going to need about $6 in quarters.
Here are your bras, sir. Would you like some paddles to go with them?
No, I don't have a ping pong table.
Excuse me, sir. Are you straight?
Here's on my chest, are.
Good. Maybe you can help me. If you were my boyfriend, would you like this? Oh! Will he like it? Or do you think he'd like it better without the bra, like this? Yeah, you're right. I don't need the bra.
You know, they change everything good. Remember full-service gas stations? They used to give you gas, change your oil, and wash your windows. Now they just look up your dress, say pay before you pump, and America, please.
They do it with TV shows, too. Remember Mission Impossible? They canceled it. What'd they replace it with? Mission Impossible.
I miss 8-track tapes.
I'm not paying you to speak, dear.
Hi, Mom. Dad dead? Well, then I guess this is a good time to discuss my new allowance.
Don't worry, Dad. He's just an exotic dancer that Mrs. Rhodes got for Mommy's birthday. It's just a rental.
Hi, Mom. Dad dead?
Just in spirit.
Well, I gotta go.
Bar exam tomorrow.
Happy birthday, ma'am.
You're very gifted.
Mind if I get dressed upstairs?
Oh, yeah. First door on the right. Just follow the trail of tears.
I know it's anticlimactic, but we got you some presents, too.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
I told you we didn't have to do this. Why do I listen to you?
It's Mom's birthday. Drop dead, will you? Here, open mine first.
Oh. Al Jolson's greatest hits. Oh, honey.
It's a 78.
I knew Kelly's would bomb. Now, open mine. Unlike Kelly, I knew you were down about your birthday, so I got you something to make you feel better.
Mrs. Yesterday's wrinkle remover? Smear the years away. You know, I'm telling you, when you got your family, you've got it all. Kids, no supper tonight. Get out.
That settles it. I'm a bachelor for life.
And a virgin.
Dad, if you're smart, you'll toss the present like a hand grenade and sleep at the bus station like us.
Al, it's my birthday. Where have you been?
Oconomowoc.
Francine's?
I don't know. Have you been a good little girl?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Oh, Steve. I've been bad.
I've been very bad.
Well, come on then.
Yeah, that's a healthy marriage. Guess what I got you?
A senior citizen's bus pass? Oh, Al. It's my fancy figure 327. I can't believe this. You found it.
I got 10 of them, so as long as I live, the guys will always have a roof over their heads.
Al, you are the sweetest man in the whole world.
I know.
Oh, honey.
Where'd you get the handcuffs?
Oh, they were a gift. Al, you don't think I'm getting old, do you?
Peg, you look just the way you did the day I married you. Only difference is today I'm not dead drunk.
Oh, Al.
All right, Peg, we both know this isn't the end of it. Let's get to it.
Let's go upstairs.
See, you're never satisfied. Do you know what I had to go through to get that present? I had to drive to Wisconsin. I had to reassure Steve that I find him attractive. I had to sit in a store for an hour and look at nothing but the... Yeah, let's go upstairs. Peg, who's the cop with his pants on backwards?